This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens, the podcast where women in business are reminded to step into their power, create the lives and the careers that they truly want. I'm Kimberly Borgens, and I fiercely empower women in believing they are more capable and more valuable than they might believe for themselves. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that nobody ever talks about. I don't think I've heard this topic, so I just thought I would share it. It is a little bit of my history, but I know that it's out there because I've talked to many clients and many women along the way. And that topic today is around anger and rage in business, like as a woman. Did you know that anger is the emotion that women are taught to fear the most, especially in business? Not sadness, not fear, but anger and rage. You know, a man who is angry, he's passionate. But a woman, when she's angry, she's unstable, she's emotional, she's unprofessional. Look, women have to swallow rage and they smile through it. They hustle through it and they burn out quietly. So today we're talking about female anger and rage in business, why it exists, why it's taboo, and how to use it as fuel instead of letting it burn you down. Like, women are conditioned to be palatable, not powerful. Okay, we were taught this young, right? Especially at my age and my mom growing up and things like that. Children were rewarded by being agreeable, by being quiet and being pleasant and doing what you were asked to do, right? Make it easier for the man in the world. And quite often, anger in women is labeled as emotional, hormonal, oh, it must be that time of the month, unprofessional, who does she think she is, and difficult, oh, I don't want to work with her, she's difficult. As women, we're socialized to, you know, internalize anger and rage. And what does that do? It leads to guilt, anxiety, and burnout. Anger in women has been medicalized. It has been spiritualized and minimalized. Look, a husband years ago could put a wife into a mental institution because she argued with her husband. That is not speculation. That is fact. Go do your research. For women, you know, that rage was hysteria, right? Rage is not hysteria, ladies. It's information that something is not right. You know, there's been a few times in business where I can say that rage and anger, you know, was so fiery inside of me. But I had to swallow it up because it would have cost me a client, an employee lawsuit, or even a friendship. And I'll be honest with you, you know, I grew up in a pretty abusive household as a child. There was the name calling, the nights without dinner, the belts, the tree switches, and the bullwhip in my household. Oh, and the occasional grab by the throat and held up against the wall with your feet off the floor moments. I had many of those. The put downs, the knockdowns, the who do you think you are? Like, you know, you're not smart. You're never going to amount to anything. That's what I grew up in. Okay, that was the space that this woman today, who runs a business based on keeping people safe, right? By the grace of God, he kept me from turning into a basket case, right? Even as a young child, I was smart enough to get on a bus because my parents didn't go to church. I got on the Sunday school bus to get away from my household, right? And so for me, that was my saving grace. But even as a young adult, I was pretty angry as a young lady. Okay, in my 20s, look, I'll admit it, I had hit and kicked a few holes into walls. All right. I could yell and have a very passionate discussion. Okay, who are we kidding? All right. I can scream and put the fear of God in somebody. Boy, howdy. Like, I admit it. Right. I'm not proud of it. But at the same time, that was my world. I grew up in such an angry environment, but I was told I wasn't allowed to have that emotion at all. So what it did is it just sat inside me and just, started eating away at who I was. I'm not that angry woman anymore. Okay. Now, can I? I'm sure I can. You can ask my husband. He can probably see that. But I'm still not that woman anymore. And I had to do the hard work to make the change. But I want to say that for women in business, rage often comes from injustice. It comes from constraints and being silenced. Like the same reasons I became a young angry woman from my childhood, right? Injustice, constraints, being silenced, right? So think about it. And how it shows up in our work environments. Let's see, being talked over in meeting, having other people hijack our conversations, getting paid less, being misunderstood. How about carrying invisible labor, doing the work that somebody else should be doing, right? Being told to be grateful for the crumbs that we get, watching incompetent people get promoted when you know that you're the better choice, but just because they are a man and they're part of the club. Look, rage shows up when our competence is questioned, when our boundaries are crossed and our worth is discounted. Rage is not a character flaw, ladies. It's a response to those constraints. So take a moment and think about for you. Can you think of a time when you were overlooked? A moment when there was blatant disrespect for you? When a client or a corporate story that you have that where rage sparked a decision from you that you wish you didn't make? You had to fix that up later, or you might have lost the position, or somebody lost respect for you. Look, as women, we all have these stories in our back pockets. Okay. Unexpressed rage, though, doesn't disappear. It mutates. And how does it show up? In burnout, passive aggression, people pleasing, overworking, health issues, right? Explosive outbursts, quitting silently. Any of those coming to mind for some people? Rage swallowed becomes exhaustion. Rage that's silenced becomes depression. Rage that's ignored becomes resignation. Women, we're not less angry. We're just better at hiding it. What I want you to know today in this episode is I want you to know that rage and anger can be converted into clarity, courage, and innovation. This is where I said I did the hard work. Like, my parents did things to myself and my siblings that mutated into so many unhealthy things for me, right? But when I realized I could use anger and rage for good, rage clarified boundaries. Rage fueled bold decisions from me. I didn't hide out anymore. I didn't let somebody boss me around. Rage drives industry disruption. A woman in a security industry? There we go, industry disruption. Rage births movements and businesses. Rage helps women stop tolerating mediocrity. Rage is high volume emotion. It really is. When we get angry and we're filled with rage, it's high voltage, like, right? You're ready to explode. That lightning is about to spark. Right? You can burn your house down with that. Or you can power a city. Like, there are women out there that you need to go out and check out, right? Who have built companies after discrimination. Mary Kay Ash, right? Mary Kay Cosmetics. She built a company because of discrimination. Sarah Blakely of Spanx, she built a company from discrimination. Allison Felix, she built discrimination. Nike said, we don't want a pregnant woman in our shoes. So she created her own shoe line, Sesh, and she went back and showed them. Look, you can power a city with it. Women who have left toxic corporate roles create new industries, right? Rasheem Sajani, she's the one who did like Girls Who Code based on discrimination and a toxic environment. Rage must be processed though, ladies. I'm telling you this because rage that's not processed gets performed and it shows up. We don't want it to perform, right? I think that there's a lot of keyboard warriors out there right now on social media because they don't know how to process the emotion of anger and rage. So think about it for you. How can you process anger and rage? Well, I'm going to give you a few steps. Number one is you name it. I'm angry because somebody did, somebody said, somebody disrespected, somebody, whatever. What is your reason? I am angry because. Step two, channel that into an action. Somebody less qualified than me makes more money. Guess what? Somebody who's less qualified at what I do in business, I raise my prices and I show my value. Maybe you want to channel it into the action of you leave a toxic environment. You restructure teams. You start a new offer, right? Create a new offer. Start a business instead of working for somebody. You advocate publicly. You support a nonprofit. You help someone else because when you help somebody, it helps you too. You see how you can channel all of these ideas into an action. Number three, separate the rage from the reaction. Rage is the fuel. Strategy is the steering wheel. Yeah, I'm angry, but how can I turn this around for something good? Use my steering wheel. Use that energy for good. And number four, build emotional regulations for yourself as a CEO. As CEOs, we want to get coaching. We want to get therapy. We want to do journaling. We want to do our prayers, say our prayers, do meditation, get a really good friend for a 10-minute vent. Right? 10-minute vent session, and then you move on. But as CEOs, we have to build that emotional regulation. Pause before making hasty decisions. Say out loud, I need to put some thought into this, and then walk away, ladies. Don't get caught up in the emotion of it. Go back to your office. Go back to your home. Go out to your car, whatever it takes. Calm down and think it through. Remember, when emotions are high, our intellect is low. Emotions and intellect, they can rarely share the same space. So if you want to have smart decisions, get your emotions in check so you can make those smart decisions that you need as the CEO, as the superhero in heels that you are meant to be. Rage without strategy, it's chaos, like that leadership training room filled with chaos. Rage with strategy is leadership and can help more people than you realize, just like I did in that room. I didn't realize I helped that many people. The goal is to not explode. Really, the goal is to transform. So think about it this way, superheroes. Can you, as a superhero, use rage as purpose and not destruction? Anger at injustices can create change. Rage can become advocacy and mentorship and leadership. Women's rage can reshape industries. I mean, think about it. Every revolution started with someone being angry enough to say, this is not acceptable. Your rage is not your weakness. It is your story. I didn't have to stay in the childhood trauma and let it run me as an adult, and neither do you. And if you feel rage in business, you're not broken. You're awake. The question is not whether you feel the rage. The question is whether you will let it destroy you or you will create the best definition for you. Can you channel it? Can you refine it? Can you lead with it? And just know, superheroes aren't calm all the time. I mean, think about it. They're controlled, they're conscious, and they're courageous. Every superhero out there is going after, in the comic books, they're going after an injustice. They're going after something that is hurting somebody else. They're trying to save somebody. And that's all that I'm saying is let your rage turn into being the superhero. Thank you for listening all the way through this episode, because it's tough to talk about. But if you found this episode to be valuable, please take a moment, subscribe, share a comment, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us to grow. And you can find me on LinkedIn as Kimberly Borgens. And let's keep the conversation going. And here's a quote from Marilyn Monroe. Give a girl the right shoes and she can conquer the world. So ladies, gentlemen who are listening, go out and conquer your world. Thank you so much, my superheroes and heels listeners.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes and Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.